Yesterday I drove 60 miles up the Stillaguamish River Valley, past the Oso Slide that killed about 70 folks a couple of years ago, and into the Tar Heel town of Darrington for, ironically enough, a book reading given by me, Skeeter Daddle. This gig was sponsored by the local library, a branch of the regional library the Mrs. used to work at, the big one that puts on TED Talks and concerts and such. All those extracurricular to entice the citizenry to view libraries not as museums for Gutenberg, but vibrant places where discourse is aplenty and kids are welcome. I admit, I had a bad feeling about this. Even told the missus to stay home and save herself 5 or 6 hours of wasted time when the weather was sunny and warm, when we should have been picnicking with our fresh-caught crab and our newly dug potatoes for potato salad, enjoying a cold adult beverage or six, basking in the lazy, hazy, halcyon days that are upon us. As I drove up the valley, past the jagged peaks of White Horse Mountain and streams filled with glacial melt gurgling into the Stilly, I wondered why the hell I was doing this. There was no remuneration, and the possibility of selling a book or two wasn't going to pay for the gas my truck was using to get there. About 10 or 12 bucks, I calculated. Darrington, even at the height of summer weather, was pretty much a ghost town. I never did see the library that sponsored this gala event, but I did finally find the bookstore and coffee shop where the reading was being held. When I got there, the joint was closed, lights off, nobody home. I drove around town some more, made note of the redneck bars I might make use of if this reading had been called off. Maybe read to the Tar Heel Transplant some of my little stories about folks quite a bit, possibly too much, like them. I was imagining a story, the last story with the working title, The Death of Skeeter Daddle. My reading was at 6. At 10, too, the owner of the store showed up, and we talked while we waited for the crowd. At 10 after, Larry showed up, ordered an iced tea, and we all talked while we waited for the rest of the mob. At about 20 after, the librarian who'd arranged this with me showed up, and we all three chatted amiably about the state of running bookstores and libraries and such while we waited for the stragglers to show up. At 6:30, we decided this was pretty much the whole show. I guess if you want seconds of humble pie, this is how you do it. We all exchanged information about our lives, the kids, jobs, how we got to the place we live, all that stuff strangers introduced themselves with. An hour later, the librarian left and Tony was closing shop. I gave him a pile of books and said, "See if anyone wants to buy them. They're yours." I handed Larry one, too. The box I brought just in case the reading public at Darrington was smitten with my excerpts, well, they rode home with me. I stopped along the route home and bought some cold ones. I gotta admit, it was a lonely picnic. Thank you.